It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Thursday the 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Microsoft is announcing plans today for a large-scale reorganization of top management. That's according to the website All Things D. The co-founding editor, Kara Swisher, told me recently that Microsoft is still grappling with the decline of the personal computer. To what degree tablets and other mobile devices will play heavily into the reorganization isn't clear yet. Shannon Mullen reports on why the company is considering big changes.
The world's largest software company wants to make more stuff you can hold in your hand and surf the web. Think cell phones and its new Surface tablet.
The industry is changing. There's not enough money in the operating system to make a viable company.
Tech industry analyst Patrick Moorhead says even Windows isn't safe, with Google's Android gunning for the PC.
They're on that trajectory, which poses a very large threat to Microsoft.
The company wouldn't comment, but CEO Steve Ballmer has said he wants to refocus Microsoft on devices and services like cloud computing. At Dartmouth's Tuck School of Business, Professor Sidney Finkelstein says he wouldn't call those changes radical, but
moving people out of comfort zones is a good thing. Forces them to stop thinking about the same things in the same way.
Finkelstein sees irony in where the high-tech executive turned for ideas, Detroit. Ballmer's been getting transformation tips from Alan Mulally, the CEO of Ford. I'm Shannon Mullen for Marketplace.
There's a new online game that in a very short time has gained over 25,000 players, even though it sounds a lot like work. Wall Street Magnate launched to the public at the end of May. It's not your usual game. Players are signing up in droves, in part because the simulated experience in Wall Street Magnate reflects the real stock market in real time. Lawrence Cohen is a Wall Street trader who helped launch the game.
You can trade any stock on the New York Stock Exchange, the Amex, or the NASDAQ. You know, you're experiencing the life of a trader, the highs, the lows, taking risks, selling stocks for a profit, cutting your losses. It's giving you like a blank canvas to sort of create and learn how to trade and experience things on your own.
Signing up is easy. You can do it with social media in just a few seconds. At the start of the game, you get $100,000 of fake investment money to play with. If only the real world were so generous. But low barriers to entry were a priority, says Louis Schlossberg, a securities attorney who co-launched the game with Cohen.
That was one of our primary drivers going forward with this, was to create something that would be that platform where people without any prior experience in the market, and particularly young people, high school students, college students, young professionals, to give them an opportunity to really engage it.
Wall Street Magnate is far from the only trading game out there, but Schlossberg and Cohen say their game has an edge by letting players learn real-life investment lessons without real dollars on the line. They also say one of the game's beta testers brought his Wall Street Magnate Excel spreadsheets to a job interview, and he got the gig. Marketplace Tech is working on a project, and we want your help. We've been asking listeners this week to tell us about old technology that you still use despite newer options on the market. Your Palm Pilot, an analog clock, even though digital is all the rage. Head to our blog at marketplacetech.org and let us know. And before we go, a new Twitter account worth following, @anagramatron. The account finds a tweet, then finds another tweet using the same characters, and retweets these anagrams next to one another. The tweet applying at Domino's, paired with "my laptop is gonna die." The world is against you also works as "no, seriously, I want a dog." I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.